World Sport from the BBC with me, Colm Harrison. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Luis Suarez signs up for another 4 years at Liverpool and says it's all down to the fans.
When the supporter help you outside the pitch, you try the best and fantastic work for the pitch, for they are happy.
We'll also look ahead to the Club World Cup final, and India's cricketers turn the screw in South Africa. Luis Suarez has agreed a new 4.5-year contract with Liverpool. The improved deal ends speculation that he might leave the club in January. The Uruguayan striker has scored 17 goals in the Premier League so far this season, and Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers says he's delighted that Suarez has signed up to 2018.
He's a player that every manager in the world would want in their team for his determination and quality. If you judge him on his football, he's up there with the world's best. And for me, as a human being, of course he's had his difficult moments, and we've had difficult moments with him, you know, with each other. But as I said, he's a great guy, and he's really coming to the fore in this period for us and been outstanding.
As for the player himself, Suarez told Liverpool TV that his close bond with the club's fans was an important factor in his decision, especially after they backed him during his 10-match ban for biting Chelsea's Branislav Ivanovic earlier this year.
After the summer, it's a difficult time, but they helped me for the comeback to play, and I think when the supporter help you outside the pitch, you try the best and fantastic work for the pitch, for they are happy.
On Saturday, Liverpool face Cardiff City, who are in the news this week for different reasons. The club's owner, Vincent Tan, has arranged a meeting to decide the future of manager Malky Mackay. Tan has flown to the UK from Malaysia to meet chairman Mehmet Dalman, having already told him to find Mackay's successor. Tan's also told Mackay to resign or face being sacked. When Mackay was absent from Friday's pre-match press conference, he was replaced by assistant David Kerslake, who insists that preparations for Saturday's game at Liverpool have been unaffected by events off the pitch.
Totally as normal, we've just prepared, we've gone through the same training sessions that we do, players have been just as normal, as if nothing's gone anything different at all.
And how has Malky coped with everything in the build-up to the game? Because you're aware of what's been going on.
Rob, without being boring, it really has been a normal week for us.
Well, Liverpool against Cardiff is the Saturday lunchtime game in the English Premier League, with six others to follow, all kicking off at 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. They include Fulham against Manchester City, and that's where the BBC's Ian Brown begins this look ahead.
Title favourites Manchester City remain inconsistent away from home, which is just as well for the rest. They look to improve that at Fulham, where René Mullenstein is still getting his feet under the table. The new Fulham boss, though, is acutely aware of City's away day blues.
Well, they have struggled a little bit. I think they've, if I'm correct, played 8 games, 1-2, draw 2 and lost 4. So, yeah, of course we look at it. And like I said, you know, we must not dismiss our own chances. I mean, at the end of the day, you play at home. And I think our home performance against Aston Villa was very, very good, and we should draw confidence from that.
Meanwhile, Manchester United need home improvements. Successive league defeats at Old Trafford are still fresh in the memory, despite wins at Villa and at Stoke in the League Cup. David Moyes, though, says he never feels any tension at home games.
I've never found Old Trafford nervy. I've found Old Trafford a brilliant place to be.
Not for you.
We've not won, but not found it that way at all. In fact, I found it the opposite. I found the crowd, the support, fantastic, right behind the team. Obviously, what we've got to do is winning. We've got to score a few more goals, so we'll try and do the best we can.
No matter what, Sunderland, who are at home to Norwich, will be bottom at Christmas. Only one team has ever survived from that position. But Gus Poyet says his team will fight to the end, despite that horrible historical fact.
By performance the last two games, we are not bottom of the league. But in reality, you are. So we need to make sure that we prove that if we can perform and win games, we don't deserve to be there, but it depends on the next few weeks.
Meanwhile, in the Midlands, Stoke are at home to Villa, and managerless West Brom have Keith Downing in temporary charge for their six-pointer at home to Hull. Crystal Palace hope to continue their revival under Tony Pulis as they host Newcastle. Newcastle are going strong themselves, but Alan Pardew expects quite a battle at Selhurst Park.
Tony plays a brand of football that's tough to play against. Physical, demanding, and at times direct, and you need to be able to stand physical, demanding, and at times direct, and you need to be able to stand up and be counted in that manner. And all these teams have tested the better teams than us on that level and won.
Newcastle manager Alan Pardew ending that report by Ian Brown. Well, Tottenham don't play until Sunday when they visit Southampton, and they'll have Tim Sherwood in charge again for that one. Spurs interim head coach Sherwood says he wants the job on a permanent basis and wouldn't consider being an assistant to another manager. Sherwood was placed in charge when Andre Villas-Boas was fired on Monday, and says Tottenham have to think carefully about his full-time successor.
The club and the manager have to be compatible. You know, it's not always about, you know, the biggest name. He might have done well at another club. He might not do well at this one. You know, so it's up to the chairman and the board to make the correct decision, which is right for the long-term future of this club. It's not good to keep changing managers.
Well, one man who won't be taking over at White Hart Lane is the Swansea City manager, Michael Laudrup. He says he's flattered to be linked with the vacancy, but won't leave a club in the middle of a season. He says, "I've never done it before as a player or a manager, and I won't do it in the future." FIFA's Club World Cup reaches its climax on Saturday when European champions Bayern Munich take on the Moroccan champions Raja Casablanca. The German side are overwhelming favourites to claim a third world and intercontinental title against a side that only qualified because Morocco was chosen as the host nation. From Marrakesh is the BBC's African football reporter Nick Cavill.
Local Moroccan side Raja Casablanca are aiming to become the first ever African winners of the Club World Cup. Indeed, the first team from outside either South America or Europe to claim the title. But up against them are the favourites, the European champions from Germany, Bayern Munich, who have the likes of Franck Ribéry, Thomas Müller and Mario Götze at their disposal. Not only that, they boast an unbeaten record of 41 games in the Bundesliga, and they also completely outplayed Guangzhou Evergrande, the Asian champions from China, in their semi-final. But Raja have that X factor. They have a whole nation behind them, backing them, willing them to win. And the majority of the crowd on Saturday in Marrakesh, in the 40,000-seater stadium, will be wearing green and white, and they will be cheering for Raja. They'll be hoping Raja can bring home this title to Morocco to give it some pride after some poor years at the international level.
On to tennis, and Boris Becker has been speaking for the first time since being confirmed as the new head coach to Novak Djokovic. Becker said Djokovic approached him on the day that he lost his world number one ranking to Rafael Nadal in October of this year. Djokovic's announcement this week that Becker, a winner of six Grand Slam titles, was to become his coach, was greeted with surprise, and Becker himself says it was unexpected.
He had a couple of bad losses this year in finals and semi-finals of the Grand Slam, and he's such a winner. He wants to win so badly, and the fact that Nadal has taken over and Murray, you know, has moved up a gear, he felt that he was sort of left behind a little bit. I'm talking, you know, on a really high level now, huh? Talking about those last 5 or 10% that maybe have been missing for whatever reason. And I, you know, was very impressed, obviously, with the Lendl Murray relationship and then the comeback Nadal. So he felt that he needed someone in his corner that has been there and done it, what he's trying to do. You know, being there on center court, having a couple of Grand Slam wins and losses, probably gives me, you know, the 5 or 10% that just been missing.
Boris Becker talking about his appointment as Novak Djokovic's new head coach. India's cricketers are on top after the third day's play in the first test against South Africa, the Wanderers in Johannesburg. The home side were bowled out for 244 in their first innings. That meant India led by 44 runs. 44 in their first innings. That meant India led by 44 runs. And they'll resume on 284 in their second innings, an overall lead of 320. Cheteshwar Pujara is 135 not out, with Virat Kohli unbeaten on 77. Elsewhere, Sri Lanka beat Pakistan by 2 wickets to win the second one-day international in Dubai and level their 5-match series. And Sri Lanka have also appointed the Englishman Paul Firebrace as their new head coach on a 2-year contract. He was their assistant coach back in 2009 when the contract. He was their assistant coach back in 2009 when the team bus was attacked by gunmen in Lahore. Firebrace suffered a shrapnel wound to his right arm during the incident, in which 7 people were killed. And finally, there's been a major upset at the PDC World Darts Championship in London. The defending champion Phil Taylor is out. Taylor, a winner of 16 world titles, lost 4-3 to fellow Englishman Michael Smith. And that's your world sport from the BBC. Document.